Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life. You.
Well, hello, everyone. It is so awesome to be here. This is Carol Dorian, and you're listening to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone, and this is Suzanne Evans.
You know, today we have a very informative show. We're going to be talking about trauma. We're going to be talking about the cause of trauma that is in the aura and in the spirit, being carried over by your spirit into different parts of the spiritual body. We're going to be discussing the cause, the effect, the aftermath, and we're going to be providing answers and solutions today about what it is that you can do if you are storing trauma, if you have been through an experience in your life that is extremely painful, and you have felt that ever since this particular experience, you have not been able to move forward in your love life. You've not been able to move forward when it comes to your work or setting goals, having confidence in your life steps. If you've not been able to reach the happiness and the fulfillment that you deserve, ever since you have experienced a traumatic situation, we want to provide the answers today of where that trauma stores itself in the spirit, what it is that it is causing, and how you can move through it. Everyone in life goes through an experience that needs to be processed mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Sometimes that system does not work in a sequence. Sometimes we process it mentally and emotionally, and the spirit does not get the message and receive what it needs, or sometimes it's vice versa. But in today's show, we want to talk about what it is that you are storing and holding, if there are those of you who have been through a traumatic experience and you have not been able to heal through that experience. And for those of you who are listening, you can call in if you've got questions and if you need to shed light on your experiences for the listeners, you can go ahead and call in. And if you just want to talk about what it is that you've been through, we are here to talk to you and to hear your situation. And you can also call after the show. So we're going to talk about what it is that is the cause of this. What is the cause of trauma being stored? What is it that we are subjected to, or that it is that we experience that we do not release that causes trauma experience? Divorce, abuse, whether it is physical or verbal, molestation, cancer diagnosis, or witnessing others being hurt. For some people who did not have the proper and emotional support at the time of the event can become stuck in their nervous system and in their aura, leading to long-lasting distress when it comes to relationships, or even addictive tendencies. So today, when we talk about this, we're going to be going over some of the things that I've already discussed. And, you know, right now I'd like to just go over divorce. For some people, divorce can be very liberating, very freeing. But for some people, it can actually be a trauma that the spirit experiences. And the reason for that is sometimes this cutoff or this separation of a relationship was something that was not wanted, or it happened in such a painful way. It happened in such a disheartening and disconnecting way that it traumatizes the spirit. It traumatizes your response to be able to trust your decisions in life. And we talked about that in the first show, when we talked about confidence in your life steps. So through this, we're going to be discussing where and how it stores itself. You know, one of the things that I would also like to shed light on is that whoever is listening to this, if you have experienced a trauma, a situation in your life that you have not been able to move forward from, there is a method of healing that is for you. And in spiritual diagnostics, what our show touches on and what it is really about, no matter what our topic is going to be, is about diagnosing where you are carrying certain experiences in your life that are contradictive to your healing, contradictive to you moving forward. So we're always going to be talking about the solution to the problem and diagnosing where these different energies, different situations, and unfortunately, traumas can store themselves. You know, one thing that I found very interesting is when you were discussing in the last seminar that you did with the trauma response about how some people can feel that something was a huge matter that contributed to their trauma. And then there are people who feel that they've gone through something, and when they hear themselves talk about it, they might say, you know, that doesn't sound like it's a big enough experience to have me traumatized, yet I'm dwelling on it, or yet I'm still feeling it. Can you shed some light on that?
Yeah, of course, Carol. You know, whether your experience was big or small, that don't change the fact that it may be the cause of your pain. What is stopping and blocking you from finding and receiving the peace and happiness of what you desire? Trauma can be caused by an overwhelming negative effect that causes a lasting impact on our life. Also, what's really important to me to really express to all of our listeners today is that we must pinpoint what trauma did we experience or witness that created the block. That is the first step of releasing the trauma physically and spiritually, because a lot of people experience several different traumas in their lifetime. That does not mean that every trauma has blocked us in our lifetime, but what it does mean is we need to pinpoint, we need to locate what trauma is blocking us. What is the most important also for me to really shed some light on to our listeners is, regardless of what trauma in our life is blocking us, there is a healing method, but we must locate what trauma it was to release the trauma that we are holding on to. We must remove the trauma from our pathway in order to receive not only what we desire, but also what's meant for us to receive. So we need to completely release that trauma in order to receive that completeness within, mentally, physically, spiritually. Because like I said, you know, just because, you know, we went through several or many different traumas throughout our lifetime, regardless of age that we were or what area of our life it was in, it doesn't mean that all of those traumas are blocking us. It could be one that's blocking us, one negative experience, one negative effect that's blocking us from reaching what we desire, what is meant, from achieving the goals that we must receive, that we must be able to complete in our life.
You know, I find it very interesting when you talk about many different traumas and the big and the small effect. People say, well, this was something huge and life-changing, and this was something slight. Could it have traumatized my energy field? Could it have put me in this state of mind? Because I should be past this. I should be moving through this situation, yet I can still feel that it is a hindrance in my life. So, you know, the fact that you say many different, it's because, is it fair to say that it would be because sometimes our mind doesn't understand that we've been traumatized by a certain situation? We disregard it as something small when it could, in fact, be a huge hindrance or something really life-changing, witnessing the abuse of somebody,
yes.
Being diagnosed with cancer, different types of situations that are very obviously traumatizing, and then situations that are not so obvious. And I think that the not so obvious are the things that lie dormant and can stay hidden in the aura that we don't even know that we need to be dealing with. And yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I was just going to say, you know, we're getting ready to get on break. So definitely this is a topic that I want to retouch on when we get back.
Oh, yes. So again, we're talking about the cause. We're talking about the effect. We're talking about the aftermath and the release. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in today as we touch on these very sensitive matters of the heart and spirit. And we will be back after this short break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on the Dr. Pat Show, or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Everyone, it's great to be back. You're listening to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we are talking about trauma, the cause, the effect, the aftermath, and the release. So, Suzanne, before we went into break, we were talking about that small experience, the thing that we might feel was so minor. And we may not even realize that that's where it's coming from, but it could be lying dormant beneath the auric field.
Yes, because as I was saying, it doesn't matter if the trauma was big or small. That doesn't change the fact that it can be creating pain, negativity, obstacles in our life. That doesn't change the fact that whether the trauma was big or small, that it needs to be released.
Yes.
Because everybody may experience different traumas. And also, each trauma will affect each person differently.
Or even sometimes two people going through the same type of trauma. You know, two people can go through the exact same thing and go through it in an entirely different way.
Exactly. Yes. There could be, like, as an example, it could be, you know, a brother and sister that grew up, you know, in a verbally abused environment, and the brother could grow up and it didn't affect his life at all. He's fine. But the sister, it did. Just
yes.
As a simple example.
Yes. Yeah. You can have two people going through an experience and come out of it completely and totally different. And so people who have been through certain experiences in life that they have not filtered out, or that they did not receive that proper emotional support, they have not been able to recognize what they're going through and filter it out, or they've been able to recognize it and they have not been able to release it. This event becomes stuck in the nervous system and in the aura, and it leads to many, many different situations and obstacles in life. And, you know, I want to touch on the fact that everything that we go through, there is a method of healing.
Yes,
sometimes there is always a method of healing. Sometimes the doors around seem like they're all locked, but there is a key. And the key to releasing trauma or any hurt and pain that is traumatizing the energy field, I'd rather say it that way.
Any type of negative experience.
Every and any. It is a matter of having diagnosed where it is storing itself, what has created it, and what can be done. And that is something that we do in spiritual diagnostics. We work with people to identify where the spiritual trauma is and what can be done to release it. And I remember you were talking about, when you did your seminar, you were discussing the fact that there are people who have learned and healed the heart and mind are released from the trauma, but the spirit and energy field may be delayed in receiving this message.
Yes. And I've seen that happen quite a few times. Definitely.
So it's like, it's kind of like when you're talking on a mobile device or using some type of device where you have sent your message, you've spoken, and it takes a little while for that message to get across. There are so many of you who have received healing services, gone through counseling, you've done everything that you need to do, but you still feel like you're functioning in the response of the pain, functioning in the response of the trauma. And sometimes that's because the aura, due to the trauma, and that is part of the aftermath, it takes a while for it to receive the message that it has been healed. There is healing that has taken place. So there's two types of healings that need to happen here for two different situations in reference to the same thing. Sometimes it is a matter of preparing the aura to receive the message that the healing is taking place, that the lesson is learned, that the evolving is already in process, and that that wound is being closed. Sometimes the aura just needs to receive the message that the heart and the mind have received. And sometimes it is a matter of really opening up the aura and opening up the spiritual energy around you to find, why is it that you're storing it? What is it that it's there for, and how the method of release is going to apply and connect to what you do need to release. So sometimes it's a matter of sending out that message that the healing has already taken place, whereas sometimes it is really a matter of creating the healing.
Yes. And, you know, like I said in the beginning, it doesn't matter whether the trauma was big or small. You know, that is, it could be affecting us in a way of not being able to move forward, not being able to receive complete happiness, complete self-fulfillment, confidence. You know, this is all things that negative situations that took place in our life affect us. But there is always a healing method for everything, whether big or small.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I'd like to reflect again on when I talked about learning the lesson. That is not to say by any means that we experience trauma because there's something that we did to bring this on, or that we need to learn from it so that we're not repeating a certain situation. Some trauma has been brought on and experienced in life that we have had absolutely no control. We've not invited it in any way. It truly did come to us. We did receive it. And we may not have all of the answers as to why we've gone through it. And that is not the most important thing to know why. We may never know why. There are things that are happening, situations that we are experiencing and that we are subject to, that we may never know why, but we do need to know that they do need to be released. And I want to talk about resistance. Sometimes when the aura has been so traumatized, or the chakras have been so traumatized by an experience, there is a resistance when it comes to taking in healing. It doesn't mean that the person's mind doesn't want to heal. It doesn't mean that the heart isn't ready. It just means that the aura, the chakras, or the person's spirit, or all of the above, are so affected by the traumatic experience that they have received that the spirit's self-protective mechanism goes up. And what it does is it creates a resistance so that new experiences are not coming in. And this is not a resistance that is always created by the mind, more times it is created by the spirit's response to the traumatic situation. So it's created by the spirit, and it is activated by the aura and the chakras, keeping out peace, love, joy, happiness, fulfillment. These precious rites are not received because unreleased trauma is taking up all of the space and circulation of the chakras or the aura. So that brings us to, so now that we know what brings it in, now that we know we may be carrying it, we may be storing it, what is it causing? You know, I'd like to go over some of the symptoms for people who are listening to this. This is the effect. So if you're hearing this and you are feeling that these effects are taking place, feel free to call in, ask questions, or share your experience. And for those of you who are listening to this and you want to give us a call after the show, you can do so at 312-898-2285. Or go ahead onto our site at spirituald.com. We're very interested to hear from you, what you're feeling, what you've experienced, and to provide you solutions and answers to releasing and breaking free of the trauma that may be restricting your total happiness and the life that you are meant to live. So we're going to go through the effects. Feeling of hopelessness, like feeling hopeless about the future, not feeling like you can see that there is light, feeling like you're going down a path that has no direction, feeling detached or unconcerned about others, sometimes feeling overly concerned about others, having trouble concentrating or making decisions, feeling on guard and constantly alert, having disturbing dreams and memories or flashbacks of the situation that caused the trauma, having work or focus problems, inability to connect emotionally or sexually, trouble sleeping, digestive problems, digestive issues, because this can also affect where we are at physically. It is not just a situation that affects the spiritual and emotional. And we're going to be touching back on the different effects of trauma after we come back from this short break. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's atanamethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi. Sure is good to be back.
Yes,
you are listening to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio, and we are discussing the effects of trauma. And I'm going to go back over a few of them. We left off talking about digestive problems. So yes, it does not only affect us in the aspect of the mind, the body, and the spirit. It can also affect the way our body is digesting our food, the way we're waking up, the way we are feeling physically. So not being able to feel love or joy, being withdrawn, feeling rejected or abandoned, avoiding people or places that are reminiscent of the event, and feeling detached. So when the spirit is harboring a traumatic experience, it shuts down and it turns away all invitations to fulfillment that the universe is sending. It is a repelling response due to the fear that the trauma has left behind. And I know, Suzanne, you wanted to touch on the fear.
Yes, because sometimes we can have fears of if we're not being able to release the traumas, we can have not being able to make decisions for ourselves in a positive way, having fears in our life that need to be released. So also what I would really like to shed some light on to all of our listeners is what can one expect from releasing the trauma? Okay, so once the trauma is released, what we can expect is feeling complete. Physically, spiritually, and mentally. Being able to get through simple tasks in life. Also, having a better understanding of what we truly desire. Being able to make positive decisions for ourselves. And all of this is something that everybody is meant to have. But we must remove the trauma, those negative experiences that we are holding on to. Physically and spiritually, we need to release those patterns in our life. We need to release that fear. We need to release that negative energy. And there is a solution. There is a healing method to release fear, to release the negative patterns that we had to experience in our life or that we did. There is a method for all of this. One does not have to contain this. One does not have to hold on to this. They can release it. So anybody that is experiencing any of these symptoms or that feels that they have or knows that they have experienced trauma that needs to be released from their life, please feel free to call us during the show, or after the show, and we will be able to have answers and solutions.
You know, I'd like to touch a little bit on some of the answers and solutions to that now. You know, when we say that the spirit receives trauma, there's so many different parts of our spiritual body, just like we have in our physical body, our heart, our lungs, kidneys, liver, so forth. In our spiritual body, we have our spirit, we have our aura, we have our chakras, we have our soul. There's different aspects of our spiritual makeup. So when you talk about releasing it, do you think it's fair to say that it's important to touch on where it's at? Because I have found in my healing experience and working with people, the first part of release is locating where it's at.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because you have to locate where it's at in order to release it. Because if you're not locating where it's at, it could be close to impossible to release. So yes, locating where it's at is definitely the first step of really getting to the point of releasing it.
So we've got people who have experienced traumatic situations who are doing a chakra balancing, and maybe it's in their aura. We have people who are working on their aura, maybe it's in their chakras. We have people who are going through certain experiences, and they may be, and there's nothing wrong with this, it helps very much, but they may only be dealing with the psychological part of the trauma, seeing a therapist, which is helpful. Healing is part of mind, body, and spirit, so all areas do need to be catered to. However, if we're only dealing with the psychological aspect, then we are missing the mark of where it is stored in the spirit. So in the releasing, when you work, I know we've done a lot of work together and you've done some work on your own. When you're working with someone to release this, what is it that you're looking for? What are you picking up and what are you seeing in the person to proceed with the release?
Well, what the first step of it is going through very thoroughly, spiritually locating it, diagnosing what's going on and what is the right healing method of releasing it. Because not everybody needs the same spiritual healing method. Many people, because like we said, it could be storing itself in the chakras, the aura, the spirit. Well, depending on where it is storing itself, that is also where it comes into play, where finding the right healing method for the person, whether it may be through crystal healing, sound healing, meditation, you know, chakra balancing. You know, that is one of the most important ways that definitely one has to work.
And, you know, I noticed in healing sessions with people who are storing and holding on to trauma, the pranic healing has been very effective across the board.
Yes, and Reiki as well. Pranic healing and Reiki, definitely, I have seen many of times that was the healing method that needed to be done.
Yes, and you know, I know that the Reiki is wonderful, and I do love it. It's just, it all goes back to seeing what the condition is and where it's storing itself and catering and tailoring the meditation to the obstacle, to the situation. So the pranic healing, what I love about it so much is that whether this is in the aura, whether it is in the chakras, whether it is just something that the spirit has not come to terms with, all across the board, the pranic healing has been very, very helpful. But when we do this healing, we sometimes need to incorporate it with other types of healing. So sometimes it's creating a method where we are incorporating more than one method because the trauma is storing itself in more than one area. And I know that when I'm working with someone on spiritually releasing, I work with them to find the spiritual issue underneath the problem, then isolating the chakra or the layer of the aura affected by the traumatic experience. And with my clients, I like to typically help them uncover and understand the physical, mental, and emotional effects of an experience. Then we turn to the spiritual reflection. The spiritual reflection gives sight to how the blockages that the soul and the aura are carrying are affecting relationships, affecting career or lifestyles, or of course, the physical body. So it's very important to take the traumatic healing, the traumatic release experience, first through the physical, then through the mental, then through the emotional, and then reflect it toward the spirit. Because trauma is something that takes a person's energy in different areas. It takes over and it becomes meshed in with a person's energy on different levels. So in a spiritual healing, for those of you who are listening to this and wondering, so how do we know where we're storing it, where we're keeping it? Why does it matter? All we know is it's blocking our life. It does matter. It matters which part of your being is going through the resistance. So in a spiritual healing, we are going to address what has happened physically, what has happened mentally, what has happened emotionally. And then we are going to see the exact residual, the exact effect that it is having on the spirit. And through that, we are going to start breaking it and releasing it. Identifying is extremely important. In every show, no matter what we talk about, it will always come back to identifying, diagnosing where you're carrying your block and what needs to be done to set you free. We are getting ready to take a short break. I would just like to leave my listeners with this. Whatever you are going through, whatever doors you feel are locked in your life, there is a key to open them.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rally has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that thrives. Whether you want to increase your business's success or create a more engaged, unified workforce, Claudette can help. We cannot thrive in a toxic environment. Learn how to create change with cultural brilliance and Claudette Rally. To learn more or to work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRally.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen, is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, hello, everyone. It's great to be back. This is Carol Dorian, and you're listening to
Suzanne Evans.
Yes, you're listening to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're talking about the effect and the release of spiritual trauma, and we're discussing diagnosing where the energy is storing itself and the releasing of it. And like I said before our break, it's all about knowing where you are storing an energy and how it is affecting you. And starting out with the physical, mental, and emotional effects, and then the reflection of the spiritual. This is the full path and the full course of healing that is needed. And, you know, I'd like to go back a little bit to the symptoms and the effects of this traumatic retention that we can be carrying due to certain experiences. When we are feeling hopeless about the future, this is an inability to make plans. If you're feeling hopeless, you're not really going to plan with confidence. You're going to feel like you do not have balance in your life steps. And if you are not feeling grounded and you're constantly feeling like you're holding on to emotionally what happened in the traumatic experience, you're going to be reliving it. But there are those of you who are making plans for the future. This is the part I wanted to touch on. And there are those of you who are feeling like you are not holding on anymore to the traumatic experience. But unfortunately, there are residuals that still can hold on to you and hold on to your energy. And it's just as important to find out why and how that's happening and what it is in your aura that is allowing that, why and what is allowing that. Because sometimes we go through sensitivity through certain issues in our life that no matter what we've read, what we've listened to, how much we've worked on it, whether we've gone through Reiki, pranic healing, meditation courses, we feel like we've done the work, we've read the books, we've tuned into our guardian angels, ascended masters, spiritual light and love, and that we are so ready to move forward. But this situation is still dictating the outcome of the events that take place in our life. If you are going through that, that is because that experience is sending out the vibrational frequency. The experience is being projected through your aura and through the things that you are planning and aiming for instead of your strength and your abilities. So in the spiritual cleansing, we will be working with some people who are aware that they are holding on to this and need to release it, and some people who have released it are making plans, going in positive directions, ready to move forward, but still going through the effect of unreleased energy. And this is called a delayed response.
Yes.
And we want to work with the delayed response of the aura and take you from where you are at and catch you up to what you've learned and your healing. And the reason I say catch you up is because sometimes you have to get caught up to what you've already learned. It's getting the aura in sync with what the mind, the heart, and the spirit has already received.
And you know, something else that I witnessed and helped many people to get through is not only does trauma affect us in physical goals and things that we desire and completeness and confidence, also there's a lot of people out there that are very intuned, very spiritually gifted. And the trauma has stored itself so much in the third eye chakra that it creates very difficult for those to achieve their spiritual gifts to the level that they are meant to and that they need to.
Yes, and spiritual gifts are extremely important to be able to contact and access your gifts and abilities. And a trauma response, a spiritual trauma response, can definitely create stagnant vibrations that you cannot access your gifts and abilities.
Yeah, it delays the gift and how strong the abilities that people can have. And nobody out there should be stopped or blocked from what they desire, what they are meant to have, and their spiritual gifts. Nobody should have to allow that to be delayed in their life. So that's why it's so important to me to express to all of our listeners that there's a healing method. You can clear this out of your pathway. There is a key to those locked doors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, it's like, it's a message sometimes that your mind hears, your heart hears it, but your aura and your energy field must receive it. Because sometimes even though your mind and your heart hears it, your aura and your spiritual energy is still functioning in that trauma response. So for those of you who are listening, and maybe your situation is delicate, sensitive, personal, you don't want to call in on the air and ask your questions, feel free to call in after the show at 312-898-2285 or log on to our site, spirituald.com, and you can learn more about the different types of energy healing and the different types of spiritual awareness that we would like to be a catalyst for you to access in your life, leading you to the answers that you already have, the information that already is there within you that just needs to be confirmed or brought to the surface. And that in itself can activate the healing response that your mind, body, and spirit needs.
Yes, because sometimes just we need to find the answer, the solution, and we need to confirm. And we will definitely be able to lead you in that direction and help you find the answers, solutions that you need. And we would definitely love to hear from you and be able to help you to remove what's negative in your pathway, to help you locate and find the answer and the solution, not only what you desire, what you deserve, and what is meant. Sometimes we all just need to confirm something we already know or an answer to what may feel confusing at the moment. And we definitely do have the ability to help you to answer that, locate that, or confirm that to whatever that may be.
And you know, go ahead.
No, that was all, Carol.
So we're getting ready to take a break. And you know, I'd like all of you to know who are listening that you also have the answers. We definitely have the answers to pick up on your vibrational energy to lead you, but you have the answers within you, and we would love to introduce you to those answers. And I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in, and I do look forward to hearing from anybody who has a question or would like to share their experience. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostic Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.